The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the enjoyer of sacrificial offerings. Yet although his lordship eats the oblations offered in the fire, my dear king, he is still more satisfied when nice food made of grains and ghee is offered to him through the mouths of qualified brahmanas. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, yagyartat karmanon yatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. All fruitive activities should be performed for sacrifice, which should be directed toward pleasing Krishna. As stated elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Poktaram Yagyatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the Supreme Lord and enjoyer of everything. However, although sacrifice may be offered to please Krishna, he is more pleased when grains and ghee, instead of being offered in the fire, are prepared as prasad and distributed, first to the Brahmins and then to others. This system pleases Krishna more than anything else. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnanjana Shadakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadhati Shapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindha Dina Bandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nahyagni mukato yam vai, Bhagavan sarva yagya bhuk, Ijyeta havisha rajan, Ita vipra muke hutaihi. We should offer Krishna all nice offerings of food made with ghee and grains and so on. But here it's more important to satisfy the Brahmins than to satisfy the Lord. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitayacha. To serve the Lord is pleasing to the Lord, but more pleasing is when we serve the Brahmins and Vaishnavas and the cows that are related to the Lord. And then Jagat Hitai, the whole world. Lokanam Hitakar, you know. We're meant for doing good for the whole world. But first is to satisfy the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas. In the Bhagavad Gita, there are three kinds of charity: charity in goodness, charity in passion, charity in ignorance. Charity in goodness is charity given to a suitable person at a suitable place, a suitable time. And Srila Prabhupada comments that that especially means to the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas. There are auspicious occasions and there are holy places. Charity is especially meant to be distributed in that way. When charity is distributed with the idea of making one's reputation, getting one's name on the building or on the plaque, when one is very much concerned with tax write-offs and other benefits that one might get, or when one regrets it later, oh, I gave so much money, how did they ever pull that much out of me? That's passion, charity and passion. And charity given to an unsuitable person at an unsuitable time, at an unsuitable place, and with negligent mood, is charity in the mode of ignorance. When you're walking on the street at night and you throw a bum a dime so he can buy himself a drink. Of course, a dime doesn't buy you a drink, but anyway, throw him a pound or whatever it is so that he can buy himself something to drink. Now, that's charity in the mode of ignorance. So the charity should be given as a matter of duty. Yajna, dana, tapas, jiva, pavanani, manishina. These are all purifying activities. Charity, sacrifice, austerity. And they should be performed in the mode of goodness or with the transcendental purpose of pleasing the Lord. The Vaishnavas should not take advantage of this verse to preach to the householders that they should feed them opulently with ghee and grains. That's not the idea. Nor should one be very eager to benefit the householders by traveling from house to house to eat sumptuous prasadam. The goal should be to please Krishna, not to please ourselves. The Lord is the true enjoyer of everything. Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha. Nahi mam abhijanati tatvinatas jivantite. The Lord is the real enjoyer. He's the real owner, the real enjoyer, therefore. And one who doesn't recognize this will fall down, or he's already fallen. Everything should be done to please Krishna. The prasadam should first be distributed to the Brahmins. One time I was at an airport with Srila Prabhupada, and the devotees were with Prabhupada, and they'd brought some prasadam for Prabhupada, so Prabhupada took, and then he said, distribute. And then there was some question there, to the devotees or to the other people. Prabhupada said to the devotees. Prabhupada said, charity begins at home. So first, therefore, the welfare activities should first be directed toward the brahmanas. It's the duty of the state or the duty of the those responsible for social organization to take care of certain persons first. The Brahmins, cows, women, and old people and children. They deserve special attention. The Brahmanas don't work for a living. real Brahman is not an employee working for a living. He renders service, and he's the right person to receive charitable contributions. And then whatever he needs, he accepts, and whatever is more than he needs, he distributes to others. The Brahmins, the cows, they require protection and maintenance. Go Brahman Hitayacha. The cows come before the Brahmins in that verse. The cows are very dear to Krishna. He's Govinda. And the cows are very important for the welfare of human society. So the cows should be protected and maintained. And women are by nature dependent and vulnerable. They should be protected and maintained. And children, naturally, and old people. Old people need to be maintained by those who are younger so that they can be free for spiritual activities, especially. Or in any case, they're to be maintained. So this is the duty of any civilized people. To be charitable to the bums and the poor is less important. Although that's made the headline news in the modern world. In the Vedic culture, they are also given charity, but not first. Not first, after everyone else. They're also, charity should be distributed so lavishly that everyone gets. But starting with the Brahmins, and welfare activities should be especially directed toward the Brahmins, the Vaishnavas, the women, the children, the cows, old people. When the society, if our society gives more importance to feeding the bums and keeping children, giving food to children so that they can be nicely situated in Hiranyakashipu's school, and we don't look after the needs of the old people, the women, the children, the Vaishnavas, the cows, then we're foolish and misdirected in our activities, and the consequences will be unfortunate. Provision should first be made for the Brahmins, the Vaishnavas, the women, the children, the elderly, and the cows. And then Jagatitaya, the rest of the world, should benefit also. Sometimes I see that charity is distributed. I was just in one place, and they advertise that they're distributing food for life. And the way they distribute the food is that they dump it off at some school, and the staff distributes along with whatever else, who knows what. This is not something we were ever instructed to do by Srila Prabhupada, and some of us think it's rubbish. I was informed by Madhusevita Prabhu, my godbrother. He was a brahmachari in Mayapur in the early days. And you've probably been to that, what do they call it? The big kitchen, is that what they call it? It's hard to say because the kitchens have gotten bigger in all directions. But you know there's a large pavilion by the side of the road. Sulabh. Sulabh Bhojanalaya, where you can easily get food. So that was constructed by Srila Prabhupada's explicit direction
for distributing food to the people who would come, anyone, so that anyone or everyone could come to Mayapur and sit and take prasadam. Hindus, Muslims, anyone can come to Mayapur and sit and get full prasadam, profusely distributed. That was Prabhupada's desire. And maybe you've seen their turnstiles in the entrance, like you'd find in the underground, or actually they're tall, like you'd find in the New York subway. Why are they there? Who knows why they're there? To control the crowds, so that they don't rush in, right? That's what I thought. Here's the real story. Srila Prabhupada directed that no one should take any prasadam out, and that you should check to make sure that no one is bringing any prasadam out. They can sit and take as much as they want, but no one should take any prasadam out, and you should check. Because if they take prasadam out, you know, they'll put it in their, you know, under their cloth, and you should check. Because otherwise they'll take it out and they'll mix it with their fish, and then it's an aparad. So Madhusevita was in charge of that. He was put in charge of checking, and that's why the turnstiles are there. That's why the turnstiles are there. Quite a different program from dropping off big buckets of food for the staff of a Karmi school to distribute with no Sankirtan at some avidyalaya, some place of ignorance, so that they could stay there and make progress back to Mrityu Samsara Vartmini. Not our program. We hope. Srila Prabhupada continues, especially in India, there's practically no ghee. For everything that should be done with ghee, people use a certain type of oil preparation, dalda. Oil, however, is never recommended for offering in a sacrificial fire. We never find that Krishna is pleased by the offerings of grains and vegetable oil. In Kali Yuga, the available quantity of food grains and ghee is gradually diminishing, and people are embarrassed that they cannot produce sufficient ghee and food grains. Under the circumstances, the Shastras enjoin, Yagyai Sankirtana Prayerya Jantihi Sumedhasaha. In this age, those who are intellectual offer yagya, or perform sacrifices, through the Sankirtan movement. The system of sacrifice as performed in previous ages involved huge offerings of ghee and grains, golden utensils, and highly qualified Brahmins, and big altars, and it was a huge, actually it had to be sponsored by the government. Like now in this age, scientific endeavors are sponsored by the government. If you want to build a big enough atom smasher to smash the nucleus of a hydrogen atom so that you can explore hydrogen as an alternative source of energy for when oil and coal run out and uranium run out, then you have to be a government. It's not something a group of folks do in their backyard. It's such a big deal. Those atom smashing devices take up huge amounts of just the real estate is hugely costly. It has to extend for miles, practically, football fields, and then the equipment, and then the scientists, and then so much. So a government is the only one. In previous ages, these yagyas were such a big thing that they were performed by the government. It required so much in terms of paraphernalia And it also had to be performed as scientific experiments are performed exactly the right way. The mantras had to be chanted with precision by the right people in the right way. There was a referee priest to check and to counterbalance improper pronunciation. A huge thing. And now they can't even get ghee to cook. Ghee is in shortage. Grains may not be available. And the grains are grown through artificial means of cultivation with various poisons and so on. Poison grains and vegetable oils. Not the greatest ingredients for a sacrifice. And maybe you can keep the things on plastic plates also. So in this age, that kind of sacrifice is no longer possible. Yagyai Sankirtana prior. In Kali Yuga, Harinam Sankirtan is the right means of sacrifice. Yadapnoti, tadapnoti, kalo sankirtya keshava. Whatever one could get in previous ages by meditation, by sacrifice, by grand deity worship, can be achieved in Kali Yuga through the sankirtan of the holy name of Krishna. And therefore, the distribution of the holy name of Krishna is the greatest welfare activity. The greatest welfare activity. And along with the sankirtan, there should be distribution of transcendental knowledge in the form of books. Or distribution of knowledge in the form of books is itself sankirtan, glorification of the name, form, qualities, pastimes of the Lord. And along with sankirtan, there should be prasada. That was Prabhupada's desire, that at our temples or where we go for sankirtan, prasadam should be distributed as part of our program. Everyone should join the sankirtan movement, offering to the fire of this movement the oblations of his knowledge and riches. In our sankirtan movement, or Hare Krishna movement, we offer sumptuous prasad to the deity and later distribute the same prasad to the Brahmins, the Vaishnavas, and then to the people in general. Krishna's prasad is offered to the Brahmins and Vaishnavas, and the prasad of the Brahmins and Vaishnavas is offered to the general populace. This kind of sacrifice, chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and distribution of prasad, is the most perfect and bona fide way of offering sacrifice for the pleasure of Yajna or Vishnu. Any questions?